Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Spring Kentucky Grazing School is set for May 21st and 22nd at UK's Orrin Little Research Facility in Woodford County. One of the coordinators, Extension Forage Specialist Ray Smith, says it's one of the most popular events of its kind. He thinks because it's a great combination of taking what's learned in class into the field.
Not just showing you, but having you set up fence, set up watering system. We give each group cattle that they put on a paddock that they've designed and that they've built, and we look at how the cattle go about grazing that. So very, very hands-on.
The expense of this kind of presentation, he estimates, would cost out at about $200. But for those first 45 who get signed up, it's just $50.
We're so thankful for the Ag Development Fund and the grant that they give for that and other organizations as well. The main thing that your $50 covers is your meals and some of the materials.
This workshop opportunity is almost 20 years old now, extremely popular and limited to those first 45 registrants.
Just Google KY Forages and click on that and you'll see the grazing school right on that homepage. We've got the information there that you can register online, or we've got phone numbers, emails that you can contact as well.
If none of that works for you, contact your local extension office. They'll be able to put you on the right track. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home, lot, and construction loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we deal with every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your financing needs, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
The two-day Spring Grazing School, May 21st and 22nd, at the Woodford County Extension Office and the UK Research Farm there, is an investment in time, says forage specialist Ray Smith. On the other hand, it's an educational opportunity about which he gets tremendous follow-up feedback. It's mostly about all the light bulbs that come on when classroom concepts get put into action.
Seeing how when they set up some temporary electric fence and temporary waters that they can give that feed to the animals. So the real light bulb to most people is saying, doing rotational grazing, doing managed grazing, I'm going to have more feed for my cattle or horses or other livestock. I'm going to have a higher quality feed. I'm going to have a better management. And in essence, I'm going to be able to make more money because I'm much better controlling my grazing system and the feed going into the animals.
Real stuff, real money. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.